people in this world who seem so confident that it borders on overconfidence, boastfulness, arrogance, even rudeness. You know the sort. So how much do you enjoy being around those people? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again, as today we take a look at those terrible qualities, if we can call them that, from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. Love. It makes the world go round. Countless songs have been written and sung about it. And yet it seems to me that in this modern day world, many of us have forgotten how to love. People are working longer and harder. Add to that the traffic, the commute, the crush at the train station, the crush at the local shopping mall, and nerves are frayed, tempers are boiling over. It wears you out, doesn't it? It's tiring, exhausting. So we withdraw into our shells and we try and shut it all out. You know that feeling of plonking yourself down on the couch at the end of a hard day and just being glad that the rest of the world is out there and you're in here. So you get to the end of a hard day like that, perhaps the end of a hard week, and you think to yourself, who are the people that I've encountered who stand out from the crowd, who treated me well, who treated me badly? Have you ever done that? Why not do it now? In your mind, do a quick stock take of the people who've treated you well and those who've treated you badly. For most, there's a real imbalance between the good and the bad there. And my theory is that the reason for that is that we've forgotten how to be a community in the clamour to get ahead. We've forgotten how to love one another in this transactional world. And in a sense, that's what this series is all about, a rediscovery of what love is. Going back to God's word, since after all, God is love, and rediscovering from God himself what love was always meant to be. Love is patient. Love is kind. We've looked at that. But right now, let's go to the second half of that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, which tells us what love isn't. This is what it says. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It's quite a list, isn't it? Envy, boastfulness, arrogance, and rudeness all bundled in together. I wonder why. Well, it turns out that they're all symptoms of a much deeper malady, and that malady is so often insecurity. Think about it. What makes you envious? Someone else has something that you don't. They're better looking, they have a better spouse, more money, a bigger house. They seem to be more happy and content than you are. They have more friends, they enjoy their job. Whatever it is, they have something that you don't. So you compare and you covet and you desire and you envy what they have. Never mind that you have this and that and the other thing that they don't have. Out of a deep sense of insecurity, you envy them. And so then, to bolster yourself up, you boast about what you do have. Boastfulness is the other side of the coin to envy. People talk themselves up. They tell others how good they are. They name drop. It's a vicious, sad cycle. Those people come across as being arrogant and rude, all because deep inside, something's missing. It's insecurity, it's discontentment. It hurts, and so it comes out as envy, boastfulness, arrogance, and rudeness. Let me ask you simply and kindly, do you have any of that in your life? Come on, be honest with yourself. Take a good hard look, because if that's happening in your life, you're going to struggle to love other people the way that Jesus loved you. Before I came to Christ, I was that guy. I wanted everyone to think well of me. I wanted everyone to be impressed with who I was. And I remember the deep sense of envy I felt when someone else succeeded. It felt as though their success was my loss. That's a terrible state of affairs. And so I would boast about my success, and I'm told it came across as arrogance and rudeness. You can't build healthy relationships like that. You can't show love like that. For me, it began to change when I met Jesus, when I started to experience his love. I don't mean that in any kind of cliched way. Seriously, I remember sitting quietly in prayer during the dark, dark time in my life, being filled by his Spirit and his love. The Bible says that God's perfect love conquers all our fears. And that's how it was for me. You see, I couldn't stop that envy, that boasting and arrogance and rudeness until I experienced God's healing on the inside. It's not enough to say don't do those things, change your behaviour, because our behaviour is simply a manifestation, a symptom of what's going on in our hearts. Murder begins in the heart, Jesus said. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And unless and until we experience the amazing love of Jesus Christ for ourselves, we can't heal ourselves. The world will tell you, look, modify your behaviour. Simple, done. Yet people see psychologists and counsellors for years. I mean, years. And they still don't see improvement. There's a reason for that. It's because only the love of God in Jesus Christ can bring you that healing. I looked and I looked everywhere. I was successful on the outside, but lost and empty and insecure on the inside. I can tell you, I looked everywhere. And over 2 decades ago now, when I encountered Jesus for myself, that's where I found the healing on the inside that I'd been looking for, the healing that I so desperately needed. Psalm 34, verses 17 to 20. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. That's simply what God does. That's why Jesus came, to give sight to the blind, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. Now, perhaps you've never experienced this perfect love of God for yourself. Perhaps you've been listening today and you kind of ache to have that love heal you on the inside, to set you free so you can truly love other people around you, so that you can truly get rid of this whole insecurity that makes you behave the way you do. Well, I'd like to give you that opportunity today. If you want to accept Jesus Christ into your life, why don't you pray this prayer with me? Father God, I've been listening today about your amazing love, and I know that I need some healing on the inside. I've been searching and looking, and today as I've heard about Jesus, I feel like I've finally found what I've been yearning for. Lord, please forgive me for all the stupid things that I've done in my life. I'm so sorry. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he came to die for me so that my sins, all my failures would be forgiven. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose again from the grave so that I could have a new life forever and ever and ever. Father God, today I accept Jesus as my only Saviour and the Lord of my life. I put all my trust in him because I can't do it for myself. Please accept me today just as I am. Lord, please heal me from the inside out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer with me, you are forgiven. You are set free. Then the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in you, to make that healing start in a way that you could never have done for yourself. Do yourself a favor. Go find yourself a Bible-believing, vibrant, faith-filled church that preaches the good news of Jesus Christ, that serves and loves the poor and the needy. And you will grow immeasurably as Jesus deals with all of the things in your life that you yourself can't deal with. God loves you more than words can say. Let that love transform you. Love isn't envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. God's perfect love is gentle and kind, and I guarantee that as the weeks and the months and the years pass by, that love will transform you into who he always meant you to be. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. different perspective.